is touched by heaven. Everyday encounters with God, those moments when heaven and earth collide and we see God. We see His hand reaching out to us, attempting to get our attention, inviting us into a closer relationship. Here we share stories of encounter with angels, divine intervention, prophetic dreams, visions, near-death experiences, big and little God incidents. I'm your host, Trapper Jack. Welcome. Episode 145. How much of an argument do you have with people over the title, Quarks of Light? I told my wife, she went, quarks? And I went, yeah, I know it's a science thing and it's a tiny thing. And I thought it had something to do with light itself or out there in the stars. I couldn't remember what a quark was either. Describe quark.
You know, you've actually hit on some of that there. Quarks of light, they're the fundamental essence of all creation. When you break down an atom, the smallest building blocks, the smallest elements of creation are quarks. And all matter is made of light. Ancient religious scriptures throughout human history have associated light with divine consciousness and intelligence, from which everything has originated. And science is now proving that light is the cornerstone of physics and natural law. And these particles, these quarks, when broken down, they combine and have a variety of intrinsic properties that create infinite possibilities. And this was kind of like what I was telling you, how God uses the same recipe. And those unique combinations determine whether something is going to be a tree or a person. So that's where the title comes from, Quarks of Light, because what I saw in the web is that each neuron, that nucleus, had this spark of light in it, a quark of light.
What haven't we said? What haven't we touched on? How you want to close this, Rob?
I'd like to tell you the two most important messages that I've gleaned from my experience. The most important message I received was that our real identity comes from God. And I think that a lot of people have forgotten that. And when I went through that, you know, whole period of self-manifestation and reading all those books and trying to heal my daughter, you know, I realized the hard way that no matter how long I meditated and no matter what I did, I couldn't create a bowl of chocolate ice cream, okay? So we cannot create anything. Only God can create. And the second most important lesson that I received when I was in the ethereal was one of unity and oneness, that we are all connected. The web that I saw, made of quarks of light, as a whole represents the epic light and dark struggle of all of humanity in every age. Those dark parts of the web that I saw are where human beings were not emanating light, whether that was through sin, what we want to call sin, or violent acts, or any time we disconnect ourselves from God's irreproachable light, any time we disconnect ourselves from God's love and light, we go into that dark place. And those are the real main lessons that I wanted to convey.
That's a great way to cap this off, really. Again, in that conversation with God that you had out there on the beach, was it?
It was.
What a conversation starter. And he answered you.
Yeah, he answered me.
And best of luck with the book, Quarks of Light, by Rob. And you pronounce it Gentile?
Yes, Rob A. Gentile. The subtitles are, It's Quarks of Light, A Near-Death Experience, What I Saw That Opened My Heart.
Beautiful. God's response to angry prayers? Love. I thought it interesting. I thought Maria saying to Dad, just love me, ultimately is really what Rob was saying to God in his angry prayers. Just love me, show me, do something. And he did. He responded with tremendous love, helped with so much grace that Rob was able to change. There have been such incredible changes, not in the situation, but in Rob. Just beautiful. The book again is called Quarks of Light by Rob Gentile, available mid-February 2021. You know, it's also here at episode 145. There's a link to keep you informed. Stay informed is what it says, so we can send you on a weekly basis other Touched by Heaven stories that are out there. I think you might want to know about. This is also the place 145 where you can click through and help us out at patreon.com. We appreciate that. Lily Phillips, you're our official shout out this week. Thank you so much, Lily, for helping us out on a monthly basis through Patreon. All right. How about we do this again next week? Touched by Heaven, Everyday Encounters with God. See you then. I'm Trapper Jack.